We're getting ready to finish the story of Noah, and if you remember, there's a story that it went all the way from Adam to Eve, and it's starting to spiral downhill, and then God calls Noah, and the words that it says is, the days I will contend with human beings is 120 years. It doesn't, I don't think, mean that people are only going to live 120 years. Instead, God proclaimed that he's going to judge the world in a set time period. Well, that time period comes, and only Noah and his family get on the ark. They're on the ark. It's starting to float at the top. It rests. The waters start to recede. I don't know if you know this, but they're in the ark more than a year. And you can just imagine the tension and what's going on. And they start to send some things out to hope, to see if someone is really there and God is really taking care of things. So they send out a raven, and the raven flies around and comes back. And they send out another one, and then it doesn't come back. So then he says, I'll take this domesticated bird, and I'll send this dove off. And the dove returns, one of the doves returns with an olive branch in its mouth, and then the next one never returns. And you're thinking, okay, now I'm ready to get off this ark. I think they're on the ark for like another week, which just tells me how patient, at least another week, how patient they are as they wait for God to open up this ark. What do you think the first thing is they do besides kiss the ground? They build an altar. After they build this altar, this is what transpires. The Lord smelled the pleasing aroma, this is of the burnt offering, and said in his heart, never again will I curse the ground because of humans, even though every inclination of the human heart is evil from childhood. And never again will I destroy all living creatures as I have done. And then later on, the most famous of promises, God says, as a sign to you, I don't think this is the first time rainbows came out, but there was a rainbow in the sky, and God said, when you look at that rainbow, essentially, when you look at that rainbow, you can know I've made a promise. I'm not going to destroy the world with a flood. Okay, everything's great. Noah and his family start to grow. And everything's going fantastic. Until a secret and a story we don't often talk about. Noah builds a vineyard a little bit later, and Noah gets rip-roaring drunk, and he's passed out naked in his tent. We don't know exactly with the Hebrew what exactly happened, but when Ham comes in to see that, he tells his other brothers, Noah is so angry that he literally curses Ham and his descendants from then on, like a pronounced, you can read it in the Bible, curse. So what does this tell us? A couple things. Noah is described up until this point in the Bible as righteous, blameless, faithfully following God, and a preacher of righteousness. And here he is getting drunk. It doesn't matter who you are or what kind of past you've had. Every single one of us is going to make mistakes. And the promise of a rainbow that God's not going to destroy the world is not going to help. To me, the thing you have to look at, and if you look at how the chronology goes down and it goes through the nations, if it's not just a summary of generations, and this is really the timetable, Noah is about 600 years old when he gets on the ark. He dies, I think, at 950, so it's 350 years left on earth. Well, about 300 years later, if you follow that timeline, a man is born named Abraham. And that man grows up, and God calls him, and he makes three promises to him, and one that really, really matters to you. He says, I'm going to make you a great nation. That doesn't matter to you. I'm going to give you the land of Israel. That doesn't really matter to you. But the third one does. I'm going to send the Savior of the world through your line. And that Savior of the world, Jesus Christ, came in flesh. And how do you describe that besides glorious and majestic? And not just to live in this earth, but to show us what it's like to be a real human being, to love and serve other people, and ultimately to show us what it's like to be a God who loves and go to the cross to pay for all your sins, even drinking too much, after you've been on an ark. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we got a chance to look at the life of Noah, and there's so many people we look up to in this world, and we all have heroes, and we all have people, even in the scriptures, that we look to and think how amazing they are. Even the most amazing human being affected by sin can make mistakes. Noah made one of those mistakes. It is so comforting to us and comforting to me that you have covered the mistakes that I have made. Not with the promise that you're not going to destroy the world with a flood, but instead a different promise that says you're going to send a Savior, a promise that you absolutely fulfilled. Help us hold on. Let us hold on to that as we go about our days today. We ask this in your name. Amen.